Welcome into the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you need to wear some spring colors, dude.
I know.
You're all in black.
No, well, you know, it's that if you dress in black, you look slimmer. So that's one of those things.
It's so beautiful out. Yeah, mid-70s today in Sonoma County. And we want to start off the Good Food Hour by telling you about a wonderful event that's happening next weekend in the Bay Area, actually in Berkeley. It's the Bay Area Book Festival. And they contacted us several weeks ago and asked if we would plug this on the show. And we thought, well, why not? And not only because it's a great event, number one. Number two, it's very reasonable for what you get for your money. And number three, they have a couple tremendous local chef authors that are going to be appearing talking about their books. So the book festival is next week. It is in Berkeley, in downtown Berkeley. You can go to the website. We'll give you that in just a few minutes about buying tickets. And the cool thing about this is the tickets are either $10 or $15 for the entire weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You can literally tour the outside activities with hundreds of different vendors. It gives you access to all the different talks from all the book authors, both inside and outside. That's for $10. If you want to have a guaranteed seat for the events, it's $15. So you can't.
Unheard of.
It's really unheard of nowadays. Yeah. So that's what attracted us first, the outdoor fair. With 200 literary exhibitors and booksellers and some of the Bay Area's most acclaimed authors and performances. So there's a lot for your money for the general admission wristband that allows you to go into any of the indoor programs and Saturday and Sunday. So that's $15. You can go online and get that. Or for the priority admission, $10. So you can get the wristbands by going to baybookfest.org. baybookfest.org. And we were very intrigued by seeing a couple local chef authors, actually one local chef author that's going to be there, and his book has been nominated for a James Beard Award. You can read his column in the Sunday Chronicle. His name is Nick Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, and he's appearing Sunday, May 5th, and it's at 12:45 p.m. in conversation with Sandhya Dirks. Now, this is an interesting fellow. He was a molecular geneticist in Washington, D.C., and decided to give all that up and devote his life to culinary pursuits and writing, and he moved out to Northern California. He was hired by the columnist. He's a regular columnist in the Sunday Chronicle, as I mentioned, in the food section, and his column is called A Brown Table. He also has written a cookbook called Season that is a stunning first release that's been nominated for a James Beard Award in the cookbook photography section, and also the IACP Julia Child Foundation Award for first-time cookbook authors. Those cookbook awards, as we know, John, happen, and then very soon, actually, this month or so, we'll find out if Nick's won either for either of those books. In the meantime, you can hear his conversation on Sunday, May 5th, as part of the Bay Area Book Fair. On Saturday, there's a chef who I was not familiar with. His name is Kwame Onwuachi. K-W-A-M-E is his first name. O-N-W-A-U-C-H-I is his last name. And he is an all-star chef who is very unique and is been important as one of the top black chefs in America, as he's fronting a very popular restaurant in Washington, D.C., under 30 years old. Pretty remarkable. It's called Kith and Kin in Washington, D.C., and he's going to talk about the challenges as a youngster being taken seriously, not only as a young man, but as a black young chef, and the challenges that he's faced with that. And he's going to reference his talk with a book he has written called Notes from a Young Black Chef, a memoir. And several people have taken him to task for, you're 29 years old and you're writing a memoir. Well, I don't think it's really age related. It's how much you've gone through in the particular amount of time. He's packed a lot into his young career. So he will be in conversation with a guest author chef who we had the pleasure of having on the show, and that's Bryant Terry. And if you don't know Bryant Terry's work, you should really look at his work. We had him on for his book, Afro-Vegan, which was just spectacular, which talked to, well, you don't associate usually black food, black chef-required food, with veganism and vegetarianism. But he is changing, I think, that mindset by his Vegan Soul Kitchen, which was another book that he has out, The Inspired Vegan, and, of course, Afro-Vegan. And he's a chef in residence at the Museum of the African Diaspora in San Francisco. He's a marvelous man, lives down in Oakland. And we hope to have him back. He's working on his fifth cookbook. When he does, we'll have him back. And he's going to be interviewing Kwame during that Saturday, May 4th, event at 11 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Bay Book Fest. So go down there and check it out. I mean, for $10-$15, don't you think it's quite remarkable what they're able to put together?
Yeah.
So, and we can go, by the way. We were offered tickets to the event if you want to go next weekend.
Yeah.
So that's that. Any more information, just go to their website. Now, I want to talk about fava beans, because Dennis Dunn at the market, every week for the past 2 weeks, he said, fava beans are here. Get them while you can. There's more fava beans than you can imagine. And all those greens, those green garlic and the fava beans and
peas, the asparagus,
peas, everything green is coming in strong. And you gave a couple of recipes a few years ago for fava beans. And we want to put those on our KSRO Good Food Hour website today or tomorrow sometime, so people can start experimenting with them. Can I mention the ones that you gave a couple last week? One was the shrimp a la plancha with fava bean puree. La plancha,
It just means a flat top. You know, plancha is a Spanish from Spain, in which you cook things very quickly on a hot flat top, so... But you get a really beautiful sear and all of that, so that's why it's used.
So are baby fava beans better to use? The ones, are they easier to peel?
Well, the deal is with baby fava beans, you get them out of the big husk, you don't have to peel them. You can just eat them as is. I think the reason sometimes people avoid fava beans is that it's kind of a two-step thing. You have to get them out of the pod, and then you have to blanch them and then get that tough skin off. But if you can get them really young, don't do it.
So you just shell them.
Yeah, just shell them and cook them.
Don't need to peel them.
Or eat them raw. And I think there's another recipe there that I included, which talks about the Italian tradition this time of year of having the fresh fava beans, fresh young fava beans. And I can actually remember seeing this, old guys sitting outside of a tavern with a big bowl of these tiny little fresh fava beans there, eating fresh spring pecorino cheese, the sheep's milk cheese, just the fava beans and that, and vino rosso of some kind.
So the first recipe is the shrimp on the grill, but it's a flat top.
But you could grill it, too. But there's something about cooking on that. I mean, you can use a cast iron pan to do it. Yeah.
And it's with the fava bean puree.
Yeah.
So you brine the shrimp. It's a pretty easy recipe to put together.
But doesn't it sound sexy? You can charge a lot for it.
Serve with little lemon wedges and caper berries.
Yeah.
A little bit of olive oil and serve. Yeah. So there's one that's good. And then the Italian one you referenced is the fresh fava beans with young pecorino cheese. And this is an ancient recipe you mentioned from the Emilia-Romagna region of northern Italy, and celebrating spring with those new green favas and some white young sheep's milk cheeses, which are made at the time. Do not use an aged grating cheese like Pecorino Romano.
Right.
No, you say. And you remember cafes all over the region.
Pecorino is made, just as a quick comment about it, made in several different places in Italy. So there's Pecorino Toscano, which is in Tuscany. There's Pecorino Romano, which is around Rome. But just look for a fresh one. And this is the time of year to get them.
And so you just blanch these briefly for a minute or two in boiling water.
Yeah.
The favas.
Yeah.
And another one, artichokes and favre barigoul?
Barigoul.
What's that for? A French inspired?
Yeah, it just means in a seasoned broth.
Oh, you know. It sounds so fancy that way.
You know, see, I used to run a restaurant, and it was like, no, let's see, how can we make these sexier?
Do we blanch or boil these artichokes? What do we do with that?
Steam them or boil them. I think it's better to steam them. Then you don't get so much water in them.
Cut them lengthwise?
And you can do it that way. Or you can just go ahead and peel them, you know, take them down to that creamy yellow part of the heart and cook them that way, which makes them cook very fast. With artichokes, I think people are often kind of, it's like, I bought this big thing and I didn't end up with much, you know, by the time I got all those outside leaves, but it's okay. So it's good.
And you have one final recipe for favas, John, before we chat with Cole Dickinson, and that's bucatini with fresh fava beans, pancetta, and oven-roasted tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
So another one.
It's a great pasta, right? And uses a couple of techniques, the idea of oven-roasting tomatoes, because as we know, the tomatoes right now are not the perfect tomatoes, but by oven-roasting them in a fairly slow oven, it concentrates their flavor and their sugar and all of that. It makes them really good.
So we've got three of them, which we'll probably put up on the KSR website.
And can I mention one thing more? Because right now, with these young favas that are coming into the market, people throw it away, and don't ever throw away the fava greens. Fava greens are, they're just delicious. I mean, you treat them like spinach or something like that. You can blanch them or not as you want. Throw them in a pan with a little olive oil and a squeeze of lemon, and they are so wonderful. They're just really great. You can also make fava pesto out of them, substituting or including some basil if you want to or not. And it makes a beautiful bright green, something with a little different flavor to it.
Marvelous. So those ideas for bucatini with fresh fava beans, pancetta and oven-roasted tomatoes, the fresh fava beans with young pecorino cheese, and the shrimp a la planca with fava bean puree. How about those?
Wow.
We'll be in fava bean heaven.
That's going to be my new book.
Fava bean heaven? We'll take a break and we'll chat with Chef Cole Dickinson right after this message.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Home. It's your retreat, especially at this time of the year when all you want to do is get out of the cold and into your comfy place. I'm Pat Carrigan. That's why I invited Henry Mechanical into my home to see what they could do about some heating issues I had. You don't really know a company until you've seen them in action. 2 hours later, a years-old problem with my heating system was solved. Comfort returned. Ask Henry Mechanical about their Mitsubishi-zoned comfort solutions. It could save you from a temperature drop when you head to the back of the house. Mitsubishi-zoned comfort solutions, one of the ways that Henry Mechanical employs to make sure your home system is perfect for you. Installing a new heating system or fixing the one you have can be a dirty business. Not with these guys. They're prompt, polite, clean, and professional. Who can you trust your comfort to? Henry Mechanical, a local business that's in the business of your comfort. Call 707-838-3311 or visit henrymechanical.com.
The Rodney Strong Summer Concert Series, presented by Montgomery Village, is excited to announce the 2019 season. This year's sensational lineup kicks off on Saturday, June 22nd, with a special performance by Alanis Morissette. It's like rain! The series continues on Sunday, July 14th, with two amazing shows and one amazing night. Rick Springfield, with guest Richard Marx. The series ends on Saturday, September 7th, with the Beach Boys. Enjoy exceptional wine and great music all summer long at the intimate setting of the Concert Green at Rodney Strong Vineyards. Visit RodneyStrongConcertSeries.com for tickets and information. Or visit the tasting room at Rodney Strong Vineyards. The Rodney Strong Summer Concert Series is presented by Montgomery Village and sponsored by River Rock Casino. Grab your tickets while supplies last.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Back in 2017, the wonderful Saddles Restaurant in MacArthur Place was sold to a new group, Suzanne Vrahm, for many years.
Vrahm
owned that for 20-plus years so. We had many fabulous dinners and lunches at Saddles and had a lot of warm memories. So it was with trepidation whenever a historic property been around since 1860 or so, that beautiful old residence was sold. We had concerns, but it looks like it's in good hands. The MacArthur Place Hotel and Spa officially opening the restaurant portion on May 1st and under the direction of Chef Cole Dickinson. Good morning, Cole, and thanks for joining John Ash and me this morning.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. How are you?
We're doing very well. This has been quite an adventure for you in bringing together breakfast, lunch, and dinner at this world-class resort and hotel.
Yes, it has been. It's been fun. Finally done construction and into testing. So, yeah, we'll be ready on the 1st, as you said.
The name of the restaurant is?
The restaurant is Leila, after Leilani Burris, who was known for her wild parties thrown here on property.
Yeah. So she was the granddaughter of the owner of the property back 100 years or so ago?
Right. And then it's just been passed on over time until it was bought by Susanna and turned into the property that it is.
When I first heard the name of the restaurant, I thought, oh yeah, that's that Eric Clapton song.
So the restaurants, do they officially open on May 1st?
Yep. We'll be ready breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then obviously staying at the hotel doing, full service room service. We'll have a pool menu opening pretty soon. Weddings. We'll be doing everything.
So, it's mind-boggling to think about being responsible for three meals a day. Obviously, you're not cooking every one of those meals, but finding good people, is that how that works? You get a chef de cuisine for breakfast and one for lunch?
Well, you'd be surprised. Right now, I am making everything, not like literally everything. Of course, I can't do that, but I am overseeing all three meal periods, and eventually once we open and things normalize, as with any restaurant or hotel opening, I'll be able to put more trust on my guys to run different meal periods so I could focus my attention on more specific things. But yeah, we have a really good AM sous chef that, he gets here at 6. I come in a couple hours after that, so I can spend some time with my family in the morning. And then, I have a chef de cuisine that helps me run the show at night. And I got a pretty good team. Luckily.
That's great. So you've had a really, it's kind of a storybook history at wonderful restaurants all over the place, including, did you start at Dry Creek Kitchen in Healdsburg? Was that where you first started? Or
My first job, can I first say that Chef John Ash, it's an honor to be here on your radio station. I never thought in the past, looking up to a chef like you here in Sonoma County growing up, we'd be having this conversation about a restaurant that I'm running, so I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But now that I said that, I started at Chateau Souverain when it was Chateau Souverain. Now I think it's like Francis Ford Coppola or something in Guysville when I was 15. Then when I was 17, opened up Dry Creek Kitchen in Healdsburg. Then worked at Willie's Wine Bar in Santa Rosa, rest in peace. Opened Willie's Seafood with them when I was 19, and then met Michael Voltaggio at Tractor Kitchen again when I was 20, and then kind of just did traveling all over the country at that point and just moved back last year.
Well, and you worked over in Napa for a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I was the executive chef, of Las Alcobas the year leading up to starting here. Coming from D.C., they called me, recruited me to come out, so I came out and helped them. Their head chef had left after just a couple months after opening, so I kind of went in there and helped them with that, and here I am.
Wow. The restaurant, you describe it as a Mediterranean-inspired menu. Tell us what some of those dishes would entail as far as Mediterranean focus.
Well, we are drawing from flavors and spices and different cooking techniques from that region, but like really expanding it. We have some North African influence, some Turkish and Georgian and Middle Eastern, and all the way to Spain, Portugal. So we're kind of, this is not the official term, but like a greater Mediterranean cuisine, and just incorporating, as you'd expect every chef this day and age to use, locally sourced in season, which is like almost cliche to say, because it's assumed at this point. But we're working with a couple farmers locally here, one of them being Flatbed Farms in Glen Ellen, growing some stuff for us and working with them, a ranch called Betha Springs in Petaluma. So, we're just, we have a dish with muhammara, which is like a Middle Eastern Georgian walnut red pepper dip with some organic broccoli rabe tempura, so like a chips and dip. And we're kind of having fun, to say the least.
Would you describe this very unique preparation of sea bass for our listeners?
Absolutely. So quickly, one thing that kind of was weird to me, you get salt-baked fish. You know, at the table, they take the salt off, and they're scraping all the salt out of the different various crevices of the fish for 2 or 3 minutes, and it's like this awkward exchange. Am I watching do it? Am I having a conversation with my guest? We ignore the server. What do we do? But I had the idea so we take a whole bass, we season it with lemon zest, salt, and parsley, and then we put our salto, a layer of soaked kombu, which is, you know, the Japanese kelp, fish, another layer of kombu, and then we cover the salt and bake it. So that way at the table, they cut off the salt, and when they remove it, it shows the fish perfectly. There's no scraping or anything like that. We're able to just, the kombu makes the skin very gelatinous. When we literally with tweezers just roll it back towards the tail and we're able to portion it. It takes about 30 seconds. A great presentation.
Oh, I'll bet. It sounds pretty fun. How did you come up with that idea? I mean, is there a precedent for that?
Well, I think, you know, like sushi chef will sometimes cure the fish in kombu. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of an idea that we had to see if there's a way that we could separate the fish from the salt but still salt bake it. And that's kind of just something we came up with, and we had it, and we tested it a few times and had a couple of people try it, and everybody was really crazy about it, and it's been working really well on our friends and family this weekend.
I love the salads, the baba ganoush, the hummus, the tzatziki, fattoush. You have a lot of wonderful Middle Eastern-inspired plates. It was funny to see Parker House Rolls making an appearance on the menu.
You know, that is one thing that's out of place. It's just something that I love and we love and we eat a lot of it. So, you know, why not? You know?
Yeah, it's your menu.
Yeah. We have some fun. That's something Chef Brian Voltaggio and I worked on a lot when I was out in D.C. with him. And that's something I think that we've come pretty close to perfecting. And so we serve it, you know, instead of with butter, we brush it with olive oil, nice chunky salt, and then we serve it with like a broken chicken gravy. So it's basically roasted chicken juice seasoned with sherry vinegar with a chicken schmaltz floating on top of your bread in it. Everything is pretty good.
Well, one other dish that it seems you have referred to as one of your faves is patatas bravas. Describe that for our listeners.
Okay. So I keep on telling everybody that I think this is the dish, you know, in a year or 2 years or whatever, like people are going to ask, what's your signature dish? Hopefully this is one we'll never be able to change. So we make our own hash browns, and my goal, I'm not sure if this is a lot of chef's goals, to make something taste like something from McDonald's, but to me that's the best hash brown in the world. You know, I grew up here in America. I love the McDonald's hash browns. So we made our own hash browns. They're like little square tater tots. So that's our potato from the patatas bravas, you know, the dish traditionally served in Spanish bars. And then it's typically served with a garlic aioli and like a spicy tomato sauce. I had in Spain a couple times when I was a broke backpacker traveling around. It was like the cheapest, most filling thing you could get. So I've eaten my fair share. Long story short, we finish it with a smoked spicy tomato jam on the bottom, garnished with the hash browns, and then we do like a garlic aioli foam out of the foam gun, like a whipped cream of garlic aioli. It's amazing. We love it. People love it. People are ordering a second one, and it's going over really well.
Well, I think that's going to bring the crowds in. Chef Cole Dickinson, executive chef for MacArthur Place Hotel and Spa in Sonoma, opening breakfast, lunch, and dinner May 1st. You heard it here on the Good Food Hour. North Bay diners have a new destination. We wish you all the best,
yes.
Cole. And thanks. We know you're busy getting ready for the opening to share a few minutes with Chef John Ash and me this morning.
Thank you both so much. It's an honor.
Great hearing from you, and hopefully we'll see you soon over at the restaurant. We'll take a break and welcome some of the great wine country chefs from our local high schools. That's coming up after this message.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right, my team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's Fast Track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadare.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadare.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Ace Buy One Get One free sale, now through Monday only. Don't miss out on all our great deals throughout the store. Save on top brands like Scott's and Ortho. Plus, get deals on other products you'll need this spring, like birdseed, spray paint, light bulbs, and more. With so many great buy one, get one free deals, you can't afford to miss it. So hurry in. The Ace Buy One, Get One free sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Buy select item and get designated item free. See store for details.
Here's a message from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
So much water, so little time. A mosquito can go from egg to an adult in less than a week. Dump out containers and other items holding standing water. Clean out clogged rain gutters, empty potted plant saucers. Anything that can hold water for more than 5 to 7 days has the ability to produce mosquitoes.
Report mosquito problems to the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District at msmosquito.com.
In the KS Arto Kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash celebrating 32 years bringing you the best in food and wine in Northern California. And we have a full house today.
We do.
You say?
We do, yeah.
First of all, to my immediate left is Michelle Marquess.
Hello.
To my immediate left is Judy Walker. Hello, Judy.
Morning.
And why don't you tell us first why you two are here?
Oh, go ahead. Well, we are here because on Wednesday night, May 1st, we have the Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow event coming up, which is a benefit for 7 local high school culinary arts programs. And we're going to celebrate a chocolate obsession, bar none.
Man, oh man. How many years have the high schools been competing?
This will be the 17th year. It's presented by the Sonoma County Hospitality Association, which this year made the transition from the Lodging Association to expand and now cover all of hospitality in Sonoma County. So it's been really a focus to make sure that the students who are in our high schools have adequate training and support to go forward and have careers in hospitality.
So what happens to these students when they go through these culinary programs? Do many of them stay in the culinary arts?
I think that is a good question.
Yeah.
Pam to answer.
So why don't we introduce Pam Gutierrez? She's the instructor at Casa Grande High School here in Sonoma County. And last year you were the People's Choice winner at the Very Fancy French-inspired dinner, wasn't it, Pam?
That was quite an exciting menu, exciting time for us. We had never earned that award, so it was very, very exciting.
Do you recall what you cooked last year?
Oh, yes.
Tell us.
We made sliders with a Gougere with chives and a Gruyere cheese, and we found some delicious ground beef from a local supplier, and that was bite number one. And bite number two was our take on a chocolate roulade where we made our own goat cheese. We made a chèvre. And it was wrapped in bacon, and of course, and then a raspberry gastrique.
But you mean poulet roulade avec framboise gastrique of fate maison chef.
That was thank you to my French student, Haley Pogue, who has to have everything just so.
You have brought two of your culinary students. Would you introduce them to us?
Yes, I'd like to introduce Natalie Jimenez. She's a senior at Casa Grande, and I'm very proud of her. She's been with our team for 4 years now and has been quite a leader, and it's been amazing to watch her growth from being more shy and reserved to quite a wonderful front of the house, back of the house.
Yeah, definitely, if it wasn't for the culinary program here and definitely Ms. Gutierrez and everyone supporting us, I don't know, it's just been great to go through that process and be able to, you know, see people progress and myself as well.
Yeah. And then I'd also like to introduce Phi Nguyen. Phi, I only was able to work with one short year because I met him when he was a senior. And he was a leader on our team when we had the Feed Me roles. And they were named after Phi because it's his family's recipe that we played with. And he certainly inspired me, our students, and the menu that night.
So let me go back to this question. What happens to these students when you graduate?
Well, we should ask
these two guys.
What happened to you, Phi?
Great question, yeah. For sure. That's like something that everyone, you know, asks, especially when you're a senior. They're like, what are you doing after this? What are your plans? Me personally, I'm going to continue studying hospitality management. Honestly, if it was not for the culinary program and just being able to see everything that goes into being successful and planning out a successful menu and such, it just really, I got to see it was really my passion and something I'm good at. So I will personally be continuing it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be attending Cornell University. Their School of Hospitality and Hotel Administration.
It's probably the best in the country.
Yeah, for sure. So really exciting for that. And
we'll be working for her, John. And Phi, what about your background? And where did you go after graduation?
So after graduate, after 1 year, I worked with and studied with Pam and working with Natalie. I graduated after that, and then we used to work with a chef. His name is Gabriel Nejas.
Yeah.
He used to be a executive chef at Doubletree Hotel, Cinema White Country. So he came to the class, and then he working with us, and then he was grilling an egg roll and spring roll with me together. And we have like a small talk, like, hey, Phi. He was like, when you turn 18, if you want a job, let me know. So after that, the first person I call is Gabe. So I've been working with him and Doubletree Hotel for almost 2 years right now. And I'm continuing cooking. And the next step, I got a good opportunity to work with Zazo Kitchen Farm, which means work with Dusky Estate and John Stewart. Amazing person, amazing restaurant. I've been learning a lot after graduating from high school, which means a really, really good step on my life. Like, just a high school kid, get out from high school, and then become straight up to the cook with no degree, with no education from cooking at all. So, which means a really, really exciting thing.
So, you know, what's interesting about that comment? I think a lot of people think you have to go to a culinary school and spend a fortune and do all of that, and you don't have to. The tradition forever has been up until recent times that you do exactly what you're doing. Go to work for people that you admire, learn as much as you can, and then go to the next place. You know, so it's good.
He was so talented. I feel like none of us were surprised. We're like, definitely, like, he is a chef. Like, even working with us, he was always like telling us what to do and like directing us and really helping. We're like, yep.
So becoming a mentor. Other students, which is great.
And he is still working with the school now, so he's mentoring in the classroom, which is another amazing task.
Oh, that's great. And what do you do when you're at the school? Talk to them about, don't ever get in this business?
So I would say, I'm kind of annoying them sometimes. Sometimes they say, Phi, I hate you. Like, stop giving me compliments. So basically, the main thing I always do at the school with them, like, we just... I'm just not a person just come teaching them. Like, that's not me. I'm just like, I talk to Pam. I will not become another teacher like you did right now. Like, I'm just come as a friend, as like just hanging out with them, helping them out. Just show them what I have. Like, fixing everything that they make. Like, just tasting that, looking at supply, and then we just... And there's another funny thing about this year. So which means... A chocolate is our thing this year. Like, we've been, me and another student of Pam, her name is Sedrina Welches. We just go around places of Sonoma County, every local chocolate shop. We just look at chocolate. We're tasting so many chocolate. We're tasting so many sugar. Like, until I met Pam, like, Miss G, I cannot eat sugar and chocolate anymore.
Well, that's the theme this year. It's a chocolate obsession, bar none, at the DoubleTree Hotel, and the chefs will be competing with each other. It's from Casa Grande High School, El Molino High School, Healdsburg High School, Maria Carrillo High School, Piner High School, and Sonoma Valley High School. And you will be one of the judges, Chef John Ash, this year. So you guys got
to I can eat that much sugar.
Oh, sure you can.
I'll need a spit cup or something.
So we want to make sure that all the listeners get a chance to get tickets to this one-of-a-kind, and I mean this, event, www.chefsoftomorrow.org. www.chefsoftomorrow.org. Not only do you get to sample all the creations from all of these high schools, but there's a sit-down dinner afterwards, too.
Yes, we've got an amazing sit-down dinner that's going to be prepared by the DoubleTree. And then during dinner, we will start our live auction. But prior to the live auction, we have chocolate centerpieces that we are going to be raffling off. It's not exactly a raffle. It's a golden ticket. And if you purchase a golden ticket, you might be one of the winners of the centerpieces. And those centerpieces are not just chocolate desserts, but they're ports and other fabulous things that go with chocolate
desserts. So can you give us a little highlight of what's going to be in the auction? What are you going to bid on?
Well, there's a lot of really cool things. Yeah. One of the things we have is a bean to bar class with chocolatier Sean Thomas. He is a fermentation expert, and it will be at Coyote Sonoma, and that'll be for 16 people. That'll be in the live auction. We have a overnight stay in Sonoma and dinner at the Renaissance, the Lodge at Sonoma, and the restaurant. And then overnight at the El Dorado Hotel. We have a brunch for 12 at the Camellia Inn. We've got some great, we've got a progressive dinner in Healdsburg. It goes to three different locations, so you walk your way through downtown Healdsburg with an overnight stay for three couples and a craft spirits experience. So if you love distilled spirits, Pure Luxury Transportation is going to take you to four different distilleries. And then you get dinner from, or excuse me, lunch, box lunches from Cousteau. So you get a little food, you can get a little drink, and it'll be a fun time for six people.
We will take a break at that point and be right back, and we'll find out what Chef Gutierrez and her Casa Grande High School are going to be presenting next Wednesday, May 1st, for John Ash's approval as one of the judges. Boy, you got some great judges for this event, too. We'll talk about that, too. It's the Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow. Put it on your calendar now before you forget. It's May 1st, Wednesday, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Sonoma Wine Country in Rohnert Park. For ticket info, www.chefsoftomorrow.org. Okay, back right after this message.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Everyone's been discussing it, that it's so scary. So this weekend, you plan to do something about it. Your heart's racing. You don't want to look. You turn around, and there it is. All your old furniture just staring right back at you. Fortunately, Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries is having a huge Moonlight Madness sale this weekend. They've made their hours longer and their prices lower, so you can save on chairs, sofas, sectionals, lamps, tables, and more. Your room may start out scary, but they promise a happy ending, beginning with the Moonlight Madness sale. So come to Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries this weekend for big savings on incredible new furniture. It looks even better with the lights on.
Save 10 to 50% on a huge selection of Lazy Boy home furnishings, plus no sales tax or 2 years free financing. Save on closeouts, special promotions, custom orders, hot buys, and more. This Saturday and Sunday only at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries in Santa Rosa. Ends Sunday at 6.
Hey, Sonoma County truckers. We all know time is money. And this time of year, the roadways are busy and rain can cause unforeseen delays. One of the biggest problems on the road is commercial and heavy-duty trucks being broke down or stuck in the mud. Don't waste time. Call the professionals. Creams Heavy Duty Towing specializes in large truck recovery and towing. If you find yourself stuck, Creams has your back. Don't scream. Call Arlene at Creams, 707-588-1250. Creams Towing is on the road 24/7. Got a big rig stuck or need a four-wheel drive tow truck? Creams has the knowledge and experience to tow any and all large trucks. Their goal is to get you back on the road and home safe in the shortest amount of time. Don't scream. Call Arlene at Creams.
Creams Towing, this is Arlene.
707-588-1250. Creams Heavy Duty Towing.
Start your career as a full-time bartender or beverage server at Grayton. Meet Sergio from 630 Park Steakhouse.
One of the things that I believe is very important is stability. We offer not only full-time, but the benefit package is ridiculously good.
Enroll in our free bartender school today. Earn great pay plus tips in a fast-paced and fun environment. Visit GraytonResortCasino.com for details.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. Find a wide selection of garden starts, savor farm fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, and asparagus. Enjoy farm-to-table almonds, walnuts, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. Multiple food vendors are serving up an excellent breakfast and lunch using farm fresh products. Minhee's Korean Cuisine, The Green Grocer, Mi Fiesta's Fresh Tamales, and a whole lot more. Santa Rosa's original farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen this morning, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash as always. And we have quite a full house today. We have Pam Gutierrez, who's the instructor at Casa Grande High School. She's brought two of her students, Natalie Jimenez from Casa Grande and former student and mentor Fee Nguyen, who is now cooking at DoubleTree. Pretty cool. Judy Walker and Michelle Marquez telling us about the annual Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow. This is a competition between the high school culinary programs of Sonoma County. It's a fundraiser. It is such a wild, fabulous affair. Don't miss this on May 1st at the DoubleTree in Rohnert Park. For ticket info, www.chefsoftomorrow.org. The theme this year is a chocolate obsession, bar none. So, Pam, what's Casa Grande cooked up?
Should I start with the dessert?
Whatever you want to start.
I think I will start with the dessert. So our dessert bite is a deconstructed chocolate budino tamale. It's a mouthful.
Okay, explain what this is. When I get this, what's it going to look like?
So it's actually served on an hoja, so a corn husk. Uh-huh. And our students were really excited about budino. That's actually one of my favorite chocolate desserts. So we wanted to incorporate that into our dessert.
So can you explain what a budino is?
So a budino is a very rich chocolate pudding. And it's more dense than your usual pudding. And actually, Natalie helped develop the recipe for that. And also, a budino, a friend of mine said, you have to make Thomas Keller's budino. So I went, okay. Oh, the Bouchon. Thank you. And so we did, and we're like, this is great, but we need more. So it kind of, this deconstructed tamale came from practicing different recipes and taking the parts that we liked visually and taste-wise and putting them together. And Fee came in one day and he said, I want to make a marshmallow. I said, okay. So he made a marshmallow meringue that is also on that tamale, and he just wanted to break out the torch. So it's a toasted.
Yeah, all our students just
the kids love torches. So that's the dessert bite. And then we also have a refresher. We have a beverage. It's a Jamaica refresher with lime and fresh strawberries to help kind of cleanse the palate. And then on to our savory bite, which is a cocoa spice taco de puerco. And that was quite a surprise developing this recipe, because we originally were going in a barbecue direction, and I have this team of freshman boys, and they're so hyper at times and cuckoo. It's so talented, and two of the boys developed their own spice blend. And Indy is from Ethiopia, and he brought in this Berbere spice. And all year I've been inspired by it because it's so good, and I loved it. So he developed a spice featuring the Berbere. And then Hudson developed a spice with the cocoa powders. And I couldn't decide between the two, so we put them together. And one of the boys, he was hungry. I think he was just hungry. He said, Miss G, we've got to taste this before we barbecue it. I said, okay. So he sauteed it up in the pan, and we tasted it. And I just looked at him, and I said, this has got to be a taco. This is so amazing. And our students, we make handmade tacos regularly, so that's a skill that we have. And I thought, well, that's what it's going to have to be. And Natalie was on a team last year where we made fish tacos, and we made this beautiful purple cabbage slaw and repollo and escabeche. And I thought, oh my gosh, all these ideas were coming from things that we'd made that I loved, and we put it together. And then Natalie has family in Mexico that make cheese. So we thought, well, we made our cheese last year. What cheese are we going to make, Natalie? And so we were debating between a cotija and a queso fresco, mm-hmm. and we went with the queso fresco. Mm-hmm. And then Fee came in again. He said, I want a green crema. I want a jalapeno crema. So we added that. And then for people who have a spicy palate, we have made what we're calling a salsa de fuego. So a fire sauce, and it's got habaneros, and it's spicy, and it's beautiful bright orange, and we have a chili oil over the top. So, and we're serving it in a cauldron, in a molcajete. And so I think it's pretty stunning, and it's definitely going to be for our guests who want the extra heat. We will not put that on all of the tacos.
It just sounds extraordinary. By the way, one lucky KSRO listener will win a pair of tickets to this one-of-a-kind extraordinary event in about 8 or 10 minutes, so keep on listening. Mm-hmm. Each of the schools is paired with a professional chef, are they not? Is that right?
Yeah, correct. We do this to give them an extra level of mentoring. And also, I mean, they're making connections like Fee with Gabe, Chef Gabe, and now we got a job out of it. That's fantastic. But it's also very inspiring for our chefs as well. So we have chefs from John Ash & Co., the Gables Wine Country Inn, Kelly & Young Wine Garden Inn, the new Railroad Stop Bar and Kitchen at the Hyatt Regency. Sonoma Wine Country is one of our chefs. We've got Richard Whipple from Jimtown Store. The Lodge at Sonoma has a couple of chefs. Redwood Empire Food Bank, Chef Don Nolan, he is helping out there, so that's fantastic. And it's really fun. They come back. We also have our chefs come back year after year because they really appreciate what this does for the kids. Mm.
And there's great. There's two awards. There's the Professional Judges Award, but there's also the People's Choice Awards, which you won last year,
Ms. Yes,
Gutierrez,
we did.
You and your Casa Grande school. So that's pretty cool. Who chocolate-wise is donating to the event?
So this year, chocolate, we've got a couple different things going on. Guittard was very generous and sent us some chocolates for the schools to use. Also, Bocce Chocolatier ordered in some Ghirardelli chocolate that we've donated out to the schools. And then we have two other activities that are going on. We have a class from Volo Chocolates, and they are going to give a field trip for 10, and this is for the People's Choice Award. So you'll do a bean to bar class with Volo Chocolate and get to take home your own chocolate bars. So that'll be the winner of the People's Choice Award.
Wow.
You better rest up, Chef John.
I know, and not eat for a couple of days.
So the how much is this? By the way, we didn't mention how much it costs.
It's $85.
Think about what people pay for just dinner for two out there in and is there wine included too?
And yes, there is wine. The appetizer reception is a no-host bar, but there is wine with dinner, and we've got some great wines that have been donated. And this is a benefit. You know, the funds that we raise from this will go back to the 7 high school culinary arts programs, and it's going to help to keep them alive and thriving in our schools.
So, Pam, how is that money used, the money that you got?
So we use some of the money to fund our leadership camp. So we go to Camp Casadero each year just before competition to develop leadership, bond, ideas for competition. We use some of the money to buy groceries to have our extensive food labs. We also use some of the money. This year we went to a ropes course in Glen Ellen where we practiced leadership and problem solving.
Sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. By the way, who are the judges for this event?
We have some pretty great judges. One is in this room. Chef John Ash is our lead judge, and he'll also be helping out with some MC duties during the presentations. Top Chef Masters, Chef Douglas Keene. We love Doug Keene. Mm-hmm. He is going to be one of our judges, as well as a speaker at the presentation as well. Okay. Chef Dan Kadan of Backyard Forestville. Chocolatier Jeffrey Ross of Bachi Chocolatier. And Chef Shari Sarabi of Bachi Cafe and Wine Bar is our final judge.
And where is Bachi Chocolatier located? Where are they out of?
They're actually in Windsor.
They're in Windsor, too.
They're right across the street from Volo. There seems to be a whole lot of chocolatiers in Windsor.
Beer and chocolate in Windsor. Doesn't it seem to be the epicenter for both of those?
It's a great combination.
We covered an awful lot in 30 minutes. Did we miss anything, Michelle, that you want to call attention to?
Well, it does take sponsors, really, to make our event happen. And we have a new sponsor this year that we're really excited about. Sonoma County Tourism has stepped up to help out. I think because they do understand that hospitality, and I mean, people come to Sonoma County to eat, and we have to have good chefs here. So they understand the value there. Of course, Pure Luxury Transportation has been a sponsor for a long time. We have a lot of lodging sponsors, like the Camellia Inn, DoubleTree, the Hyatt Regency, the Fairmont Mission Sonoma, Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, Lace House Linen helps out every year. They're fantastic. One of our product donors is actually Gourmet Mushrooms. They have donated mushrooms, so that's great. Engel and Folkers is helping us out. Leap Solutions, Wine Country Inns of Sonoma County, California Community Colleges. That's very exciting to have them.
And I'd like to talk just real briefly about the California Community Colleges. They have stepped in as a sponsor, and they have a new grant program. What they're going to try to do is work with businesses and education so that we can better educate our students as to what our business needs are. So there's a community partnership going on locally, and they're working with us here locally to see what we can do with Santa Rosa Junior College and our local businesses.
Well, the community's really stepped up for this.
Yeah. So How do I get tickets?
How do you get tickets? Well, you have tickets.
Don't. I know.
But
I know.
If you want tickets, and really now's the time to get them because we're going to stop sales on Monday. We just have to have a final count. So you need to go to chefsoftomorrow.org, chefsoftomorrow.org, and that's where you can purchase your tickets there. And also, if you want to sponsor this event, I mean, it does take a lot to put this together. Mm-hmm. And think about this for next year, maybe for your business. When you think about, you know, giving kids a real opportunity to get some great skills that are immediately useful for a career. I mean, it's fantastic. So,
how many members of your team will be there at the DoubleTree?
So right now we have a team of 16.
Wow!
I thought you would say five or six. 16 students will be there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, the energy in that room, let me tell you, having been a judge and participant for 16, 17 years, is extraordinary. You won't believe the energy and how well prepared all the students are. They're so articulate. They can talk about all the dishes, what ingredients went into it. And, you know, talking to a lot of uptight adults is not something that every 16-year-old wants to do. But these are life skills that will be really helpful in the future. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So this is Natalie Jimenez and Pam Gutierrez, the instructor at Casa Grande, and Fee Nguyen. Thank you, Fee.
You're welcome.
And Judy and Michelle, thank you for coordinating this incredible event again.
Thank you for helping to support this.
Our pleasure. John Ash, I want to hear all about it next Saturday.
I will.
And bring me some chocolate
I'll try and see what I can squirrel away.
Stick around. There's more good listening following the news. Clark Wolf at the table. And next week, remember, Kentucky Derby, and we have a pair of tickets to give away. So, Pam, why don't you tell us your favorite number between 1 and 12?
8.
Caller number 8 at 636-1350 will win a pair of tickets to May 1st, a chocolate obsession, bar none, Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow. That's caller number 8, 636-1350. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next Saturday. Steve Garner for Chef John Ash. This is KSRO.
On Crystal Clear FM.